This is Robert Carey, and from all of us at America's number one travel radio show, we hope you're enjoying the weekend. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. We'll all be back with you live starting next Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you, Craig, and hello again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, January 18th, 2025, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. I tell you, as I look over all of the segments and guests that we have planned for today, absolutely, we should have 120 minutes of wow as we talk everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning, Mary and RJ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
RJ, we're ready for a big day on the show today?
Absolutely, we are.
All right, you got the open road coming up in hour two today, so looking forward to that. Rudy, listen, your New Year's travels in Asia continue. Last week we had you in Vietnam. This week you're in Thailand. Since it's already Saturday evening for you over there, how are your travels going?
Just fine. This is the island of Koh Samui, and it's a popular touristic island, but it's beautiful. It's, I think, my fourth visit here. I have several friends here, so I've come to see them. And, of course, it's wonderful. But, of course, Monday night I return to St. Paul, Minnesota, where I think it's supposed to be minus 13 when I land. So,
well, the weather across
America.
You may
want to change your flight and just stay there another week. It's going to be cold.
We know. Listen, the whole Southeast, yes. I mean, I have to tell you, there's parts of Florida that we're talking about right now that are going to be seeing some very severe weather. Might even see some snow in parts of it. So that's kind of crazy. I know, Bobby, you there in Dallas. You've got all the parkas and hoodies out and so forth. But for you, really, the reality is your Christmas wish came a few weeks late, but you got it. Now the question is Coach Primetime headed your way? How are things in Dallas at the Network Command Center?
Yeah, God, I hope not. That wouldn't be great. That would kind of just recycle what I was at. But other than that, it's nice. It hasn't frozen over yet. We're in like the mid-40s right now here in Dallas.
Good luck tomorrow and Monday, though, okay? So, all
right. Yeah.
All right, as we move things along today, folks, new travel polls are up on our website. We want you to go vote in them right now. We're asking you, I think that's kind of fun questions to engage in. What's your favorite or least favorite? There are two options. What's your favorite or least favorite part of flying in the airport process? So go vote today. Next week, we're going to debut a new segment of the show, and we'll be talking about that. You can find them right there on the homepage of our website, rmworldtravel.com. There's something else you can also find on the homepage, and we want to talk to you about Travel Talk, okay? We're traveling with us in particular. We're inviting you to come travel with us in Alaska this August. Now, we have been talking about this a little bit on the show and so forth, but we're going to really extend the invitation to you right now because bookings for this trip aboard the Seabourn Quest, they are moving right along. You need to get on this and make a reservation before it's too late if you do want to join us. And doing it now will also save you some serious money in a very nice way as well.
Yes.
So it's a win-win.
Absolutely. And why wouldn't you want to do that? So, you know, back in October and November, most of you listening know that for the first time ever on an ocean cruise, Robert and I did have a number of show fans traveling with us over in Europe. We had a great time. That was our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise for 2024. And because that trip was so much fun and so successful, I think Seabourn contacted us before we even got off
the
ship.
We didn't even leave, actually, this New York to go over to Rome, for as a matter of fact.
We were on the ship, and they contacted us, and they asked us to do another one in 2025, so we chose Alaska for the next one, so you can come experience America's 49th state with us this August, and we hope that you do.
Yeah, we do. Listen, there are two options you can choose from. So 14-day option is one that leaves Vancouver, Canada on August 8th. There's a second option as well, a 7-day option if you can't get away for the 2 weeks, and that will leave from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. And it will return to Vancouver. So those of you traveling with us on the 14-day option, we will go from Vancouver to Vancouver. Those on the 7-day option, you'll join us from Juneau to Vancouver. And besides spending some time with us aboard the Seabourn Quest in Alaska, by the way, since the Seabourn Quest is small, it's a luxurious ship that carries only 450 people, we're going to be navigating waters of Alaska that the other cruise ships, the big ships, they just can't get to. And because space is limited, by getting your reservation made now to secure your spot, you're going to be saving an additional 15% off the special pricing that's already been given to us. Get up to $1,000 shipboard credit. And as a show fan, you're going to have a reduced deposit. So go to rmworldtravel.com. All the information is there. Just click on the link at the top of the homepage. It says, join us 2025 Seabourn Alaska. Alaska cruise. All right. So there we are, Mary. That's where we have.
I think it's great that there's two options, 7-day and 14-day.
We're looking forward to that. Yep. And we're going to broadcast the show from as well. So now, before we get to our first break of the day, let's see what's in the hopper for travel news, and we'll get into the roundtable. Rudy, do you want to start us off from Thailand?
Yeah, one really short item, which is that the hookup of Southwest Airlines and Iceland Air, their marketing marriage, is about to start this spring. And Southwest will link to Iceland Air flights at several of Iceland Air's U.S. Airports. And the first will be Baltimore-Washington International. So you'll be able to fly Southwest into BWI and seamlessly connect with your luggage, et cetera, to Iceland flights all over Iceland Air flights all over Europe. That's the short thing. The other is here in Koh Samui, on February 16th, the third season of White Lotus starts. And it's a very popular series. And the first season was set at the Four Seasons in Maui. The second was set at the Four Seasons in Sicily. And this one is set right here in Koh Samui at a Four Seasons. And the island is all aquiver with excitement. The Thai tourist authorities are saying they expect tourism to be boosted by 300% when this show airs this year.
Oh, it's going to mushroom. There's no question about that. It can make a big impact there for sure. So RJ, we already just shared his news there, both good information there. What do you have in the world of automotive?
Yeah, so yesterday, NHTSA, which is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, it's similar to the FAA for cars, sure, if you will. They announced that they're going to open a preliminary probe for almost 1 million General Motors vehicles after receiving reports of engine failure. And this affects all of the Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra, Chevy Tahoe, and GMC Yukon vehicles with a 6.2-liter V8. There's a potential for engine bearing failure, which can just cause catastrophic failure without any warning.
Did they say what model years?
2019 to 2024.
We have one of those.
That's do. Wow. So they're looking into that. Okay. It's a preliminary thing. Mm. It's not official yet, but it could be coming soon.
I like your travel news because not only are you helping America, but you're also helping the Carey family. That's good. thank you for that. So we got to look into that with GM. All right. I'm going to throw something out to us. So this week, if you didn't see the team at the Airline Ratings group, they're the world's only airline safety product rating website that's out there. They just released their 25 safest full-service airlines. Bobby, I thought of you on this. Air New Zealand, number one. Qantas, number two. Cathay Pacific, Qatar Airways, and Emirates tied for third. Virgin Australia was fourth. Etihad Airways was fifth. The only U.S.-based airline to make the top 10 was Alaskan Airlines. I'm a little puzzled by that because the door blew off, you know, last year, but they still made it. Hawaiian Airlines, which is now part of Alaskan Airlines, was 12th. And then if we go the other side, as far as the low-cost airlines, they have down Hong Kong Express, Jetstar Group. We've flown on Jetstar in the past. And Ryanair. Southwest made number 9 on the list. Sun Country Airlines, Rudy, which I know does a lot up there in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and it's great to take people to warm weather. WestJet out of Canada and Allegiant Air also made the list. So there are some of your safest airlines to fly. There are clearly some noticeable ones that I didn't mention. You can think about those. All right. So anything else? I'm going to throw out this. We have a really jam-packed show today. Up next, we're going to discover America. We still have today the Destination Spotlight. We're revamping that segment for 2025. Personal Connection, National Communal Forum. Rudy's got the right stuff. RJ's got Open Road. We've got Museum Gallery today. So much more ahead. Chief Travel Leader, though, is where we're going to begin next. That's all going to start in 3 minutes. 90% of the program is still coming your way.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now's the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, plus a free gift with your mattress purchase or a free bedding bundle with any Lux or Elite mattress order. This unique offer is only for our listeners, and it's not going to last long. helixsleep.com/carry or visit ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at amac.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at amac.us/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
This is Mary Carey alerting you that today's edition of America's number one travel radio show is an encore presentation. We'll be back with you live next Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Back indeed to our award-winning national program. It's great to have all of you tuned in with us across the USA to our now 600-plus weekly radio stations. And as we move into the B block on this January 18th, and it's time for our first Chief Travel Leader conversation of 2025.
And for those of you who listen regularly, you hear us talking about travelguard.com/carry consistently on air. We've been partnered with their travel insurance team for the past 6 years, and we've personally been using Travel Guard when we travel for at least 20 years. And there's been some big happenings with the company recently. We're heading straight to the show hotline now to hear from CEO Jeff Rutledge as he returns to the program with us today.
Well, yes, he does. Mary, Jeff, nice to be reconnecting with you on air again. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back with both you, Robert and Mary.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jeff.
The invitation.
Well,
yeah,
great to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
I guess I could still say it. I mean, I realize it's the 18th, but still, Happy New Year to you. So hopefully the year's off to a nice start for you.
And to you.
Thank you. You know, Mary mentioned in your setup that we've been working together now for a little over 6 years. It's a great partnership that's positively benefited so many of our listeners around the country. And there's more success certainly to come, you know, this year and in the years ahead. There was big news involving the company as 2025 kicks off as Zurich Insurance Group closed on a $600 million acquisition of Travel Guard a month ago. So after spending, Jeff, the past 6 or 7 months going through this acquisition process, I want you to share with everyone right now tuned in how it's going to benefit travelers moving forward and what has you really excited about the new ownership.
Oh, well, thank you. And yeah, it's been quite a busy 2024 and coming into 2025 as Travel Guard has moved from the American International Group to the Zurich International Group. And you know, I have to really thank both companies because AIG and Zurich Insurance are both, you know, multinational, international conglomerates that operate in markets all over the world. And AIG really offered the opportunity for us to, with Travel Guard, build an amazing franchise with all of our partners in the industry globally. And our new home at Zurich Insurance Group is truly, it's just very, very exciting. And I would say, you know, for all of our friends and customers and policyholders and people that we work with in the travel industry and in other sectors, that the most important thing that did not change is our people. So the entire Travel Guard family moved to Zurich. So it's the same people sitting in all of our centers around the world, assisting with policy purchases and helping people when something goes wrong on their trips through our assistance operations. And then, of course, processing claims. So, you know, this opportunity for us at Travel Guard is just so exciting. Like Zurich is a well-respected global insurer that's really focused on how they innovate in the customer insurance products, you know, and travel insurance, and how we can really bring more products like that to our partners and to our customers. And that's really on the back of the fact that, you know, Zurich operates in more than 200 countries around the world, more than 60,000 employees. It was founded over 150 years ago. So it's such a solid foundation and so many amazing people at Zurich that have welcomed us into the fold. But I would say not only are we at Zurich, but we at Travel Guard are now part of what is called Zurich Covermore. And Zurich Covermore is really a family of customer-facing travel insurance brands, including Travel Guard now, but also including Covermore Travel Insurance, TravelX Insurance here in the United States, Universal Assistance in Latin America, World Travel Protection, Freely and Blue in the UK and Ireland's markets. So we're now really part of, we're one of the largest travel insurance providers in the world.
Well, that's what we find exciting, because you've been able to take something that was already strong, right? Clearly, you're already a market leader, but you've even made it even stronger through the relationship now with Zurich.
I like Zurich Covermore. I also like that you highlighted the fact that the people remain the same. That's important. Yeah. So, Jeff, you've been in this space a long time, more than 25 years. I know you worked for American Airlines years ago. I'm curious, I enjoy hearing from you. What are some ways you think that the travel insurance products offered today are better serving travelers than they did, let's say, 20 or 25 years ago?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, and I think back, you know, to when I started with travel insurance, you know, right before 2000. And the products were really straightforward in that they did provide some of the, you know, the baseline coverages that are out there today. But they were pretty consistently the same. And, you know, they had evolved at that point in time beyond sort of what was, you know, originally just kind of considered like the grandfather or the grandparents of insurance in the U.S. called Mutual of Omaha, which was basically just flight insurance, essentially, right?
Right, yeah.
And so it had a package of benefits. But now what we see, there are so many things that have made the products much more relevant for individual travelers. And as things have happened over these past 25 years, the products and services that have been added, I think they're just substantially more relevant, to when people travel.
I want to talk a little bit about and grow and expand on that, because, you know, we actually get a fair number of questions from show fans about travel insurance and the TravelGuard.com/carrier relationship that we share with you. There are two that stick in my head. They may not be the most frequently asked question, but they are two that you'd be a great resource to ask since we have you here, so I'm going to do that. The first one that we get, when should I buy the policy, you know, like airfare or hotels? Does it get more expensive the closer to the departure date? So let's address that one first.
I would say the best time to buy is as soon as you make your deposit or purchase your travel. You know, there's just to be in sort of that consistent habit so that you know from that moment in time, for any of the pre-departure benefits, you're able to take full advantage of those, right? Because whenever you think about you build a house, whatever, you don't want to wait till something's happened or you see that the house is on fire before you have the insurance. So when you know that you're going to travel, you make those plans or you make that initial deposit, for us, that we believe is really the best time. We recommend that.
Okay.
And also I would say if you have a pre-existing condition, purchasing your travel insurance plan within 15 days of making that deposit will ensure that you qualify for those pre-existing conditions.
Well, and that's important.
That's really important.
That's key. Okay. Yeah. The second question, you know, that we get from time to time, if I'm out of the country and I'm hospitalized, you know, do I need to contact the Travel Guard team before being admitted to ensure coverage?
We would recommend that if you are hospitalized, particularly abroad, that you or your traveling companion contact us immediately. Because that's not just to ensure coverage, you know, that's important part of it, but, you know, the coverage and how that operates is a sort of secondary to making sure that you have what you need as a traveler at that moment in time and that you're taking advantage of the benefits that come with the policy, which include not just the coverage, but our medical team will assist in your case management. We want to ensure that you're receiving the appropriate level of care. If we need to move you to a different facility because we're just not comfortable that you're getting that level of care, or in some cases, medical evacuation if necessary. So, and then at the end, to really arrange your journey home with you and your traveling companions to make sure. So call us immediately. Let us really walk with you on that journey, because, yes, the coverage question is important, but, you know, it's more about getting you home, and making sure you have the appropriate level of care.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I realize we're still in the early stages of the new year. We have about 50 weeks to go ahead of us in 2025. And I realize as well that you're still working to absorb all of the new pieces from the acquisition and all of that. But just curious, and for our listeners listening, you can still go to the same link. That's travelguard.com/carry. But do you think that we'll see new initiatives or offerings likely to come this year?
Yeah, I think exciting things that are just going to be happening overall in the industry that are going to motivate sort of the entire industry to move forward, you know, whether they're, you know, additional parametric type opportunities where it's actually tracking and, you know, insurance that's much more customized. And there's a lot of kind of exciting things happening like that in the industry broadly. But we're pretty excited as I said a little bit earlier, and you can probably really tell.
Oh, we hear it in your voice. There's no question.
By tone, it's just, To across all of these brands that are now part of the Zurich Covermore family, and now that we are part of the same company, we can freely talk to each other like, oh, this is like, oh, you do this. Oh, wow, look at that opportunity you have. So definitely you'll see things coming from us holistically in some pretty exciting spaces.
Good,
making sure general well-being, things in the cyber world, those types of things, to name a few. But, you know, I can't give away too much here today.
No, listen, Jeff, this is why,
again. We definitely
again,
hear it in your voice.
And I'll say this, listen, we always enjoy engaging with you and Robert here on air, you know. And since, by the way, since Rhonda joined us on the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise back in November, we've shared with her, we need to get her on the program as well. So
absolutely,
she's a wealth of knowledge. You well know we certainly enjoy working with her. So anything you can do to make that happen, that's great. But very happy for you and the team now being part of Zurich. We're looking forward to checking in with you again in the months ahead, and really appreciate you being here this weekend with us, right? So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jeff. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
All right, well, there goes Jeff Rutledge.
Yeah, some really good information.
Yeah,
very exciting.
We're looking forward to it. Travelguard.com/carry, folks. All right, when Mary and I return from the bottom of the hour break, we are going to discover America together. And still to come later in this first hour of the show is the Destination Spotlight. We're going to take that show segment a different direction this year. By the way, hour two is going to feature the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Open Road, Museum Gallery, and if that's not enough, the National Communal Forum as well. It's a lot to cover. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors. Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hello, everyone. While Mary and I are traveling today, what follows is an encore presentation. We're looking forward to being back with you next week.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, from Jeff in travelguard.com/carry to Gilded Age Resorts and Mansions is the shift we're making for today's C Block, everyone. It's time to discover America, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
With over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more, here's another way to travel and go enjoy yourself. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They feature spacious, upscale accommodations with a lot of home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, find more info and go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. From around the late 1870s to the early 1900s, it was a rapid period of growth here in the U.S., often referred to as the Gilded Age. Today's Discover America segment is about to take us on a quest to understand more about our country through historic gilded mansions and resorts that you can visit and maybe stay the night or even two. Off to the show hotline we go. Joining us is architect architect and nationally recognized expert in the architecture of the Gilded Age, Gary Lawrence.
Well, it is nice to have you here today with us, Gary, for the Discover America segment.
Oh, it's very nice to join you.
Appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. So listen, you know, we've covered many of the Gilded Age mansions in Newport, Rhode Island here on the show over the years, but there are so many around the country that also deserve attention, and we're going to do a little bit of that today. So I'm going to start us off with one that Mary and I have stayed at with our sons and enjoyed. Frankly, the entire location is such a unique place to visit regardless of where you stay. And the place I'm talking about is the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island in Michigan. You'll absolutely feel like you're stepping back in time there, so share some thoughts with everyone.
Oh, I just think it's one of the most wonderful places in the world. I mean, so many people have known about it, but it's from that movie Somewhere in Time with Jane Seymour and Christopher Reeve, which is a wonderful romantic sort of time travel movie. And I know they do have an October weekend where people gather and sort of like, you know, recreate the scenes of the movies and just enjoy it. And has supposedly has one of the largest porches in the world. And so if you're looking for that kind of old-fashioned sort of like, you know, grand hotel that we think of in the Victorian age, which were so many of them, that is just an amazing place. And, they don't have cars on the island. So
no, they
it's
don't.
Just like, it is like going back into time. I mean, it's really...
great place to visit for folks.
Truly is. Yeah. Gary, thank you. So let's move us out to Napa Valley and Churchill Manor. And what I know about this location is that the Napa River was a very active steamship route. Back in the day from San Francisco, people during the aristocrats would sail up the river for big parties at this manor. So give us a snapshot of this particular gilded home.
Hey, you've
for
enjoyed
everyone.
This place.
I have, and a lot of people get married there.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful place, and it has really, you know, beautifully furnished and very authentic. And I mean, it's another sort of step back in time and feeling is just done, you know, have you gone back to see it. And the Napa Valley area, there had many great houses all around, and that's getting back to our story. There's so many wonderful houses that are very rarely discussed, and that is a house that definitely is beautiful, but yet a home.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if we're going to get to all six here on your list, and I do want to mention one of the ones that you wanted to highlight is the Blantyre in Lenox, Massachusetts, but we understand that's still undergoing renovations. So keep an eye on that one, folks, if you want to go visit that one. Hopefully it will open at some point later this year. So let's go to Shelburne Farms in Vermont. This looks like a very fancy farm, Gary. Do tell.
Oh, I know. That was the whole sort of fun thing about the Gilded Age. They call their houses farms and cottages, and yet they were grand 100-room sort of houses, actually. Shelburne Farms is still there. It's operated as an inn. You can stay at the house. It still has a lot of original furnishings and beautiful grounds to walk on and gardens. It's on Lake Champlain. Big shingle-style, sort of brick-style English house. And I've stayed there a few times. Then it has wonderful barns and sort of a farm where you can see things and, you know, products and so on. And it's just another sort of like, as you go through the gate, you forget the car world exists on the outside. Mm. I mean, it has big rooms and little rooms. I once stayed in one of the master suites, and I once stayed in one of the former servants' quarters. And a beautiful dining room with marble floors. I mean, if you just really need to chill out from the future or the present, mm-hmm. I love spending.
Well, that's a great place. And, you know, and the thing that we like about these gilded mansions and the resorts is, again, you are being able to experience, you know, our history. Frankly, many of them have unfortunately burned or they've been built into condo development. So it is certainly a positive thing that we've preserved, you know, certainly some of our history of that age with the ones that are active. Thoughts on Thornwood Castle? Actually, I want to go that direction with you. It's actually older than the Gilded Age, or at least parts of it are.
Well, it basically it actually was an older castle building from England, where many times the Gilded Age millionaires would take sort of rooms and sometimes whole houses and take them apart and number the pieces and bring them over here. So sometimes they could claim that, you know, the house is a 400-year-old house in America, which we know predates those houses in America. And it was a house that was recreated, and obviously it was a modern thing to make it work. And if you look it up, I mean, most of these places have websites that do recommend going to them. And it's just really, you know, another picture-perfect house with gardens, and it's a great treasure that is still with us. And it's like, makes you want to get married multiple times.
And that's in Washington State,
yeah,
correct?
Okay, so
at Washington State, yeah.
Gary, listen,
yeah.
You know what? We could go on. Unfortunately, we have a hard clock. But again, the Gilded Mansions and resorts out there, folks, something absolutely for you to go experience. We didn't get to the iconic Biltmore. We wanted to do that as well, but we're going to be addressing that. I know we have Explore Asheville joining us on the show in a few weeks. So enjoy your weekend, Gary. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Gary, have a good weekend.
Great speaking with you. Okay,
you
bye.
As well. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there we go, Mary.
Another way to discover America. All right. Robert and I need to step aside so Bobby can run some sponsor messages for us. We still have 7 more segments coming your way this hour and next, including the revamped Destination Spotlight as we focus on Alabama in 10 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here saying, come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Today's national broadcast of America's number one travel radio show is an encore presentation. Connect with us anytime on our show website at rmworldtravel.com.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion is sponsored by our friends at mystore.com. Well, America turns the page on Monday as President Trump returns to office, and a way to help America avoid future triumphs by radicals is to take away their money. This means spending your hard-earned dollars with companies that support values most important to you, and not those giant tech websites or many of the big box stores or other unfriendly retailers. So take some time today and check out mystore.com and use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save on all your purchases. You've heard us talk about Mike Lindell, and he's created this second company to support American entrepreneurs and bring manufacturing back to our country. MyStore.com offers more than 500 great products from companies that don't have a way to market their products and reach you. Now, however, they have a voice and a platform for all of us to support. You're going to find all sorts of products covering the gamut, including automotive, bath and beauty, books and movies, clothing, food and drink, garden and patio, home improvement, household essentials, kitchen and dining, pets, religious, sports and outdoors, toys and games and more. So do our part to make America, to make sure that America is moving forward by spending our money with companies who are all about America's success. Go to MyStore.com and be sure to use the promo code CARRY to get big savings as a show fan. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, it happens to all of us. We go shopping on the internet for a hotel room, an airline ticket, even car loans or purchases, and we see a competitive price. But by the time we've clicked through a few web pages, the final price pops up and surprises us. Those extras that pump up that initial price that caught our eye are commonly called junk fees. And the Federal Trade Commission recently okayed a ban on those hidden fees. Chuck Bell is the Advocacy Programs Director with Consumer Reports, and he's been keeping an eye on the progress of this FTC ruling. Chuck, welcome to the show. I gather this is now set, but it's not quite in effect yet.
That's correct. In December, the Federal Trade Commission finalized the rule to require upfront disclosure of any mandatory fees for hotels and short-term lodging and live entertainment events, basically concert tickets and tickets to sporting events.
Well, can you please explain why companies post these things that at first glance are such low prices? Why don't they simply put, say, a resort fee into the price of a hotel room up front instead of revealing it right off the bat?
Well, I think many companies have found it to be a very effective business model to hide the price. And we call this practice drip pricing, where they gradually reveal the price to you as you spend more time on their website and you make your way to the checkout counter. And what this rule will require is that companies state the upfront price for the items I mentioned, including any mandatory fees such as hotel resort fees. And that will give consumers a much better ability to compare their choices in the marketplace on a head-to-head comparative basis. And hopefully it will bring the fees down over time through competition, but the rule does not directly ban or restrict companies from charging any particular fee.
Right. I mean, their first price looks more competitive compared to their rivals when that's the first thing you see. Please explain. Consumer Reports did a study asking folks if they've encountered unexpected fees, and half of them, well, 49% to be precise, said yes. I was surprised to see that the telecommunications industry seemed to be the segment that received the most negative votes.
Yeah, one of the biggest offenders are mobile phone companies and cable TV companies, where there is, we estimate that for cable TV, junk fees make up about 24% of your bill. So these are fees that are tacked on later. And so it does make it really hard for consumers to compare their choices. And it's really time consuming, too. Like if you're researching hotel costs, for example, for a vacation trip, you basically have to drill all the way down to the shopping cart to compare how much Hilton is charging versus Marriott or other companies. And what this rule will do will be, allow you to compare when the prices are first presented. What is the bottom line price for that hotel stay? Typically, hotels charge on the range of $20 to $50 for the mandatory hotel resort fees. I think the average fee is about $42. So consumers will benefit by being able to save a lot of time each year when they're picking out their selections.
Well, two thoughts. $42 to $50 is a huge amount of money to add onto a hotel room. And I'm shocked. I'm just shocked at what you just said about telecommunications and cable companies adding such a large, you know, almost a 25% additional fees versus that those ads on TV that show you, you know, it's only this much and so on. I'm really impressed. Well, I'm glad you guys have done that study because it's news to me.
Yeah, so the scope of this rule has actually been narrowed down quite a bit because at one time it would have applied to things like movie tickets or food delivery services, restaurants, and so forth. And it really has been narrowed down just to focus on the tickets for live entertainment and hotels and short-term lodging.
Chuck Bell is the Advocacy Programs Director with Consumer Reports. You can find more information at consumerreports.com. Hey, Chuck, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Robert Carey here, alerting you that today's edition of America's number one travel radio show, well, it's an encore presentation.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, that we absolutely are. You know, folks, it was April 2017, nearly 8 years ago now, that Mary and I created the Destination Spotlight. Since then, we've showcased 138 locations we say are worthy of your travel dollars across the USA. For 2025, we're taking this popular show segment to a new level as we go macro, focusing on states now, and we're going to do it alphabetically. That means we start with Alabama, and before we talk the Yellowhammer State, we're sponsored by Colette.
You're a traveler with places to go, and you expect social connections, independence, expertly planned itineraries, and the best pacing. So we say go guided with Colette and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a whole lot of fun. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, and that means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making all those travel plans.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time just to do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com for an array of show savings or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now here's the director of Alabama Tourism on the show hotline, Lee Sentel.
Well, this should be fun. Lee, Roll Tide, War Eagle, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Thank you for including both of those.
Well, you have to do that. No question about that for the folks with Alabama and Auburn. All right. So listen, last week we had Alabama's own Rick Burgess on the program with us, as the syndication company that Mary and I own also syndicates, well, has syndicated the Rick and Bubba show for over 20 years. And we just enhanced that show and transitioned it into the Rick Burgess show to begin 2025. Combined, Mary and I have been to your state over 25 times or more over the years. It's such a diverse state that we think too often gets overlooked by travelers, from the Gulf Coast beaches to the mountains, the space industry in Huntsville, Airbus and Mobile. You've got all the top medical facilities and businesses there in Birmingham, Talladega, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, bass fishing. I mean, Alabama really does have something for every type of traveler. What do you and the state tourism team find draws most people to Sweet Home Alabama?
Most people come to Alabama to go to the beaches at Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. We have beaches that are very easy to get to. Just come down Interstate 65 from Chicago and wind up coming through Mobile and into Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. Yes, it's a very family atmosphere. There's no beer drinking on the beach. Everybody sort of behaves and does that. So it's a very family oriented
beautiful beaches
destination.
Yeah. Lee, Alabama Tourism has declared 2025 the year of Alabama trails, and you certainly have a lot of them in your state. So absolutely, you have these gorgeous beaches you just mentioned. But talk a little bit about some of these trails that might entice everyone tuned in around the country today.
Alabama is in the Appalachian Mountains, and from the top of the state all the way down to our beaches, there are so many different places to have different kinds of activities. The word trail has just been popping up in the tourism department for the last couple of years, because we have, whether it's music trail or barbecue or just so many different topics, people were coming up with trails, linking all of the different assets together. And so we said, okay, well, this is a parade that we'll just get out in front of. And so, in fact, we've come up with so many ideas that we're actually going to do it for 2 years.
Well, good for you.
Oh, all right.
So you're going to have fun with it.
You know, you think about it, just over 6 weeks from now, Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras is going to happen. Most folks associate that celebration with New Orleans, and I understand that why. But America's oldest Mardi Gras location was started in Mobile, Alabama, where this show is heard on AM 710 WNTM radio. So as we all get ready to go back to the future on Monday when President Trump returns to office, I say travelers can also go back to the future and go experience the original Mardi Gras celebration right there in your state. What say you, Lee?
Yes, Mardi Gras started in 1702 in Mobile, before there was an Alabama. And it was 100 years later that a couple of guys from Mobile moved to New Orleans and started Carnival there. Yes, the Carnival in New Orleans is much more famous, but the royalty really still exist in Mobile.
You got to go experience that.
So I want to also touch on the arts and culture in Alabama. So, for example, this year you're celebrating the 100th anniversary of The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald's most famous novel, and his home in Montgomery is now a museum, which is fantastic. It would have been Harper Lee's 99th birthday. I would say most well-known for To Kill a Mockingbird, but also To Go Set a Watchman. So just talk a little bit about the cultural and literary scene and music.
You're right. People come to Muscle Shoals to see where a lot of songs have been recorded. There's a studio that's been open for 40 years. People can visit every day. You mentioned the writers. 10 years ago, I was involved with Harper Lee's company when the opening of Go Set a Watchman, because she would not do an interview. And the New York Times writer had decided that she didn't write the book. And so I was sort of deputized by Harper Lee's company to turn that story around, which we did.
Well, so you're the
That's
right guy.
Great.
All right,
yeah.
Really quick, only just a quick answer. Most Alabama thing to do?
Go to Big Bob Gibson's in Decatur, Alabama.
The white sauce.
Where white sauce started 100 years
ago. Wow, there we go.
Year.
The white sauce. And on the chicken as well. So listen, folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels at alabama.travel, alabama.travel. Lee, thanks for a little bit of your time today. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you all for the visit.
Thank you so much, Lee.
All right, cheers.
Thanks, cheers, bye.
All right, well, there goes Alabama and that Big Bob Gibson, boy, I'll tell you. I remember taking our son there.
Sauce, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yum.
All right, so Alabama, folks, so much more than I'm sure many of you know across the USA. No question, it is worth a visit, and it is a place, you know, for your travel dollars well spent. In about 7 minutes, we're going to begin hour two with the National Communal Forum. We've got the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Open Road with RJ, and Museum Gallery, all still ahead over the next 60 minutes. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.